old pal Dalton Domino back on the show coming up in just about 7 minutes. He's got a new album out. He's written some bangers, some hardcore, heartfelt bangers. Also, he's my go-to guy. He keeps me updated on who's going to be the next big stars in the Texas scene. He was the first to tell me about Coe Wetzel, Flatland Cavalry, and Randall King. We'll find out tonight who Dalton Domino has on his radar for being the next big breakout stars in the scene. But first, here's Kylie Fry, I Do Thing, on Radio Texas Live. Radio Texas Live, it's Buddy Logan, Dalton Domino on with us tonight. Dalton, good to see you, man. We're doing the Zoom call here, and I'm staring at myself, and it's like everybody says, doing the Zoom calls now, post-COVID. I feel like I'm a lot older. I feel like I look a lot older.
Nah, you still look the same, man. I still laugh. For my 25th birthday, you messaged me, and you said, when I turned 23, Dalton, I was like something like deep in the Iraq desert. Grow up, millennial.
That was
the greatest birthday I've ever had.
It may be my best text of all time, too.
It was up there.
Maybe it was 26, though. I don't think it was 23.
We met when I was 24.
Okay, that sounds about right. So 5 years.
We met on the Jackson handbag store.
A little over 5 years. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Feels like just yesterday. I'm trying to remember the first time you came in. Did you go, when's the first time you came in?
I think I texted you saying thank you for spinning.
Oh, yes.
And you never were spinning the song.
Yes.
Like, yeah, man.
That's right.
Like, this is awkward.
Yes.
Because I got you confused with somebody else because I didn't know the numbers I was texting.
Okay, yeah, it's all coming back to me. Yeah, you texted me. I thought it was one of those ploys where you thank somebody for doing something and then get them to do it later on. But it was a real mistake. Like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, cool, man, I'm on it. And I start spinning it because of that.
No, it was a real mistake.
It was a real mistake.
It would have been a mistake. And I'm glad I mistakenly text you because it has been just years of friendship since then.
It's been amazing. Dalton Domino on with us eating pizza. I don't think I've ever done an interview while somebody ate pizza before.
You need to find better guests.
Radio Texas Live with
Dalton Domino is on with us. Dalton, while you eat your pizza live on the radio, I think we all know that you would do whatever it takes to please a crowd, right? You're a crowd pleaser. This past summer, you and a chorus of elementary school kids did a sing-along to SpongeBob SquarePants in a elementary school cafeteria. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
So that wasn't recorded this year because everybody probably would have died with COVID.
Oh, good.
I believe that happened 2 years ago in 2018 because I was still drinking at the time and how it all came about. Luckily, I don't remember the school it was, but I got wasted with their principal.
What?
At a bar. Yeah, we played a show, or I played a show. It was like a little songwriter thing. She was so sweet and so fun, and it was like a group of teachers, their principal. Dude, we went to the bar, got hammered
together. After the performance?
No, we didn't get drunk after playing with the kids.
Oh, this is what led to the performance.
This is what led up to me playing at 8 o'clock in the morning to a group of kids.
You'd been drinking all night with the principal.
Oh, hammered. And we're sitting on it, and I was like, you guys are so cool. And she was like, you guys are a blast. She's like, you should come play with the kids sometime. And I was like, I'll show tomorrow. And man, my word, buddy.
You are a man of your word.
Dude, nothing was – they didn't want the hits. They didn't want the Dalton hits. None of them knew the Dalton hits. Their parents didn't know the Dalton hits. They maybe had like a degenerate brother or sister that listened to my music briefly in college.
Sure.
They didn't want Jesus and Handpacks. They didn't want Dallas. They didn't want Killing Floyd. They didn't want July. None of it. And I knew every little kid loses their mind, excuse me, when they hear the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song. That was the toughest crowd I've ever played in front of. That was the most nervous I've ever been.
Really?
Still hammered, partially hungover, but I own the building. I own that crowd when I started singing the SpongeBob SquarePants theme.
How'd you follow up, SpongeBob?
I left. You had to leave.
Oh, that's
you
it.
Had to have left.
You walked out the building. That's smart.
Mic drop done.
You're a
true. Mic drop done. I've heard my songs being sung at the Ryman. I've had 2 number ones on the Texas music chart. I've charted myself. I sold records. I've toured across country. That was the highlight of my career, was winning over that crowd of kindergarten, K through 4th grade.
That is awesome. Yeah. Dalton Domino hanging out with us. Radio Texas Live, it's Buddy Logan. We're streaming 24-7 through your smart speaker. Enable the Radio Texas Live skill. Say, Alexa, play Radio Texas Live. Boom, there we are. We also got an app free for you. Radio Texas Live in your App Store or Google Play. Dalton Domino, my guest tonight. Still got to get into his hot takes. Who's the next big stars in the Texas scene? We're going to debut some new music. But first, five questions with Dalton Domino. We're doing it next, right after New John Wolf, Heart to Steal tonight.
5 o'clock. And the cowboy
life. I've gotten 5 out of 5 twice, and I've failed 3 times. The favorite part of your show, dude. So I always look forward to this like part of the interview. It's like my favorite.
All right, let's do it. Five questions with Dalton Domino on Radio Texas Live. Dalton, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, number one, Dalton Domino. We always begin with world geography. And opening, Dalton, in the Earth's surface through which steam and ashes and lava are forced out is called a, I'll give you multiple choice, volcano, mountain, cape, or glacier?
It's a volcano.
It's a volcano, correct. Okay. All right, Dalton Domino, what number do you get when you correctly add together the name of your debut album, 1806, and divide it by 3? Add up 1806 and divide it by 3. What's the answer?
6.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. 5. 15.
5.
1 plus 8 is 9 plus 0 plus 6 is 15 divided by 3.
5.
All right, Dalton Domino, time to play Who Is It? Born in 1928, this New Orleans native is a pianist and singer-songwriter who released 5 gold records. Before 1955, the Hurricane Katrina survivor was voted the 25th greatest rock and roll artist of all time by Rolling Stone. For Dalton Domino, who is it?
It's not Fats Domino.
Fats Domino is correct.
It is. All right, cool.
2 out of 3, Dalton Domino doing 5 questions. We will finish next on Radio Texas Live. At you. Fun show tonight. My pal Dalton Domino hanging out with us. Dalton, you are currently 2 out of 3 on 5 questions. Let's see how you finish up. Number 4, Dalton Domino. How many windows are there on New York City's 102-story Empire State Building? How many windows on the Empire State Building, Dalton? A, 600, B, 6,000, C, 60,000, or D, it's windowless. There are no windows.
It can't be windowless, right?
I don't know, man. You tell me.
I'll say 600.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. 6,000. 6,000 windows on the Empire State Building. All right, Dalton, stumbling a little bit there. 3 out of 4. Let's see if you can finish 4 out of 5. Number 5, Dalton Domino. True or false? Dalton Domino is your real name.
True.
That is correct. I've seen your license. 4 out of 5, Dalton. There you go.
I tried.
You did good. You did good. Dalton Domino on with us. We got more coming up. Paul Compton on Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. All right, guys, if you missed Coe Wetzel hanging out with us a couple weeks ago, you can check out our entire interview in my podcast, Buddy Logan's Air Check, to podcast at. It is waiting for you. Fun stuff with Co. His new album, Sellout, out now. Speaking of Co.
I think I've lost my fucking coming for.
Dalton Domino on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Hi, Dalton. You released a new acoustic album, Fever Dreamer, earlier this year. We're going to play a couple songs off of that. But before we do that, you have always been kind of my go-to guy for up-and-comers. You were the first person to tell me about Coe Wetzel, Flatland Cavalry, Caitlin Butts, Randall King, probably a few more. You're my go-to guy for up-and-comers. Who have you got next? Who's some names we need to have on our radar?
Slade Coulter, Cat Hasty, and Jacob Stelly. Those are the three that I thoroughly love right now. I see a lot of really cool stuff with them as songwriters and artists.
Slade Coulter. Let's play
Slade Coulter. He's great, man.
Slade Coulter, here's a little bit of Take It Out on Me.
Let's be honest, for the sake of changing, baby, you don't have the guts to leave. You hate me, but you know you'll never ever let me go. So take it.
Let's do Cat Hasty. Cat Hasty, I've heard her. I've seen her around a bit. I wasn't even, honestly, until you just said her name, I wasn't 100% sure that her name was Cat. Like, I wasn't sure if I was saying it right. But it is Cat Hasty. What's something good from Cat?
I really like Where the Wildflowers Lay.
I feel this summer breeze. I can see you by my side. I've tried to let it.
then the other guy, his name's Jacob Stelly. He's got a song called "Dark Side of the Moon."
Nice, man. Let's do a little clip of "Dark Side of the Moon."
I really hope that you can see the sun from where you are. I hope he brightens up your dark. 'Cause as it is, I'm a long, long way from you. I'll be checking in from the dark side of the moon.
There you go. Cat Hasty, Slade Coulter, and Jacob Stelly. Dalton Domino's hot picks for hot new up-and-comers. And like I said, Dalton, you were the first to tell me about Coatzil Flatland Cavalry. Like your second time even being on my show, like I barely knew you, you brought Caitlin Butts with you. And I was like, dude, why are you bringing some random person to our radio interview?
That's better than us.
And then she started singing. I was like, oh, I love Caitlin Butts. I mean, Caitlin Cordero. Pardon me.
Caitlin Cordero now. That's right.
That's
Caitlin
right.
Cordero.
Let's do Caitlin Butts. This is White River. We got more with Dalton Domino coming up. It's Radio Texas Live. Dalton Domino on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Dalton, good to see you, man. You look
it's
like
so thank you.
Yeah, you look like a handsome lumberjack today.
Thank you.
Are you cold?
Thank you.
You have a flannel.
It's pretty cold here. I live in College Station now, and I've been down here for like a year and a half. It's not Lubbock cold, but it's pretty cold outside.
Dalton, you are a great follow on Twitter. On top of the music and hot takes, you share some great conversation starters. A couple weeks ago, you tweeted out, can we talk about waterbeds? Can we talk about how waterbeds have killed more people than Dahmer, Bundy, and BTK combined?
It's the truth.
How did that come?
It's the truth, buddy.
I'm not saying it's not the truth. I'm not calling you a liar, man. How did you come across that?
And I don't know.
I didn't see the stats.
I was laying in bed one night and I was like, I think my back was hurting. That led to like, I wonder if they still sell waterbeds. And then my mind started wandering a little bit more. It's like, I wonder if people have died from waterbeds. And then it was, how many people have died from waterbeds?
And how did you relate it to serial killers? You've known that? This little tidbit you keep back there in the back of your head?
I'm a very big true crime person. I'm a very big true crime person. And I was like, yo, this waterbed, they're putting up real numbers. Like, we're conditioned to be terrified of these things, but nobody's talking about waterbeds. Waterbeds, hold on. The time span and the quantity of people killed, they had a better career than all three of those guys combined.
Another Dalton Domino late night Twitter hot take.
I'm asking the real questions here.
Not so fast.
Dalton Domino, your new album, Fever Dreamer, is out. Let's do a song off of it. What do you want to do? Wild Horses?
Yeah, I'll see Wild Horses.
Let's do it. Wild Horses. Anything you want to tell us about it?
So my girlfriend, her dad was this famous rodeo dude back in the day. They called him the Crossfire King. His name was Ricky Green, and at one point he was the fastest healer. He won the NFR, and he unfortunately passed away in 2018 before her and I started dating. And I never got the chance to meet him. And I love my girlfriend's death. Pretty positive. We're going to wind up married and spend the rest of our lives together. When you get a feeling that, you know, this person's the one, you know, you gotta trust that feeling. And I won't ever, I realized like, oh, well, you know, a lot of people, they ask for this person's hand in marriage, they go and ask their dad. And I started thinking like, well, I'll never get that chance. And I was sitting around her house making up songs one day, and she keeps a lot of the stuff, buckles, you know, spurs and pictures and saddle. We got his old rope. It's all above the fireplace on this mantle by our front door. And I wanted to write a song to him about her. And that's what I tried to do with this song. And I hope you like it.
This is it. Wild Horses, Dalton Domino. More with Dalton coming up. It's Radio Texas Live. Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Dalton Domino still on with us. The pizza's gone. He's eating the pizza, but Dalton Domino. Oh no, it's still here.
It's still down there. I just cleared half of pizza talking.
Dude, you're knocking out. You're knocking out radio interviews and eating, sustaining yourself.
And diabetes. Yeah, blast. Two things to get done on my list today.
Dude, done. Put a big old check mark next to it. 2 years sober for you coming up in January. 2 years sober. Congratulations, man. I know it was a big. I don't want to say a public thing, but people know. People are aware of your fight. You've been very open about it, and I'm sure it's inspired other people.
Yeah, man. Anonymity.
I think it's a good word.
It's a big thing, you know, but I feel better when I talk about it. And, you know, if there's somebody out there that can relate or is going through some of the same stuff that I was going through, you know, I always encourage them to reach out and ask for help. And the song that I just put out called Both Feet. Yeah, man, it's about kind of the when you quit everything, you're fine. You know, you're still working on stuff, but you're fine. But a lot of stuff you broke isn't. And it's a lifetime of trying to fix and mend those things. And, you know, the song's about friendships I've lost. A lot of those relationships have been repaired, but there's still about three that I've really, you know, I miss. You know, and I screwed up, and that's what the song's about.
It's called Both Feet, brand new Dalton Domino, Both Feet. Check it out. It's Radio Texas Live.
I want to bum you out.
RTX Live.